This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I remember hearing this some time ago. What did Adam say to his wife on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. Yes, I know that's a total dad joke, but it is Christmas Eve today. And I want to read you a passage from the book of Matthew about the birth of Jesus, and then talk to you a little bit about how you're celebrating Christmas. Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18, says this: Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Well, this is what Christmas is all about. This is why we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus into our world. Here it is Christmas Eve, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what you're going to do tomorrow morning as you celebrate Christmas. And I want to make sure that you, as you celebrate Christmas with your family or with friends, or even if you're alone this Christmas, do not leave Jesus out of your Christmas celebrations. There's so much about Christmas that is awesome. Apart from the Christmas story, there's the giving of gifts, the time together with our families, so much that we just love and makes this time special to us. But we can get so caught up with those things, awesome things, that we leave out the most important thing, why we are celebrating Christmas. It's the birth of Jesus into our world. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus wasn't just a name that Joseph and Mary liked and thought, oh, let's name our baby Jesus. No, the angel from God came and said, call his name Jesus. Well, Jesus is a name that means Savior. And he said, call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Why do we need saving from our sins? Our lives are a mess, aren't they? Without God and his work in our lives are just a mess. Sometimes they're a mess anyway. There's so much brokenness in this world and brokenness in our own lives. And that brokenness comes because we push God away, that we leave him out of our lives. When Jesus came into our world, he came in order to make a way by his death on the cross for us to be right with God, to have our relationship with God restored. He died on the cross to pay for our sins, the penalty that we deserved. That's why it says he will save his people from their sins, so that when we put our faith in him, we are forgiven, we are welcomed into God's family, and our lives begin to be rebuilt by God into what he designed them to be. That's what Christmas is about. Make sure tomorrow morning you and those you're with talk about what it means to us that Jesus Christ came into our world to open the way for us to have a right relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.